So, Frank, are you fucking serious? You're commando right now?
Yeah.
What is with that?
Dude, it's the summer. No socks.
This is not Wonderland. Summer.
It's April.
It's barely not
April
winter.
Is summer. Fuck, though. I don't care what season it is. You're saying there's nothing between us and your chafing penis than that...
Chafing?
Chafing against denim right now.
Chafing?
Chafing? Did I say chafing?
You sure you did.
You're chafing penis against denim right now. That's not even comfortable, bro.
I'm comfortable.
That's because his little tealy doesn't even reach the zipper from inside. There's no contact.
He reaches the zipper.
Ding, 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 ding. And what's with the upper commando vibes? You don't even have a t-shirt
That's
on.
Creepy,
this guy wears
dude.
A jacket and nothing else. Are you wearing actually
a
two?
A zip-up sweater with nothing underneath.
He has two articles of clothing on total.
What's wrong with you? Have you ever heard of layering?
Dude, it's like almost summer. It's nice weather.
How is it almost summer?
That's gross,
dude. It ain't even spring.
Guaranteed you get enough chest hairs caught in that zipper, too, guy.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm surprised you don't have, like, a line going
you
up your chest.
You gotta be careful,
dude. Like,
yeah,
you had
from
an
all
operation.
The times he's missed.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? He has, like, that greasy Bruno Sammartino fucking chest hair going on, too.
You're so
I don't understand that.
I'm quite comfortable right now.
No, you make us uncomfortable.
Is this, I can't help
is
you
this
there.
Part of Frontonomics? Is that a thing? Wear nothing except one outer layer?
Well, I was thinking like LL
Fuck
Cool
Frontonomics. No.
LL Cool J had the one pant leg rolled up, right?
You gotta stop. See, this
my
is the thing.
Wow.
Nigga does one verse in his life and he thinks he's LL Cool J.
Let me compare myself to some black guy that made a lot of money singing rap music.
Singing rap music?
That's what Frank would say.
Oh.
I'm talking Frontonomics.
Dude, seriously,
man.
You
already started.
You need to, like,
the
seriously
revolution.
Put on some more clothes. This is uncomfortable. Yeah.
No.
And you know what, Dan?
How long has this been going on in our presence without us knowing, man?
Well, dude, last summer I never wore underwear and always wore flip-flops.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, we're a couple weeks out from him wearing his fucking flip-flops.
No flip-flops
you're
in the sickle zone.
Yeah, flip-flops cannot come in the sickle zone.
Banned.
Banned. Completely.
I have enough of an issue with girls wearing thong sandals. I'll be damned if I'm going to let you walk up in here with fucking flip-flops.
Oh, is his feet hairy?
Oh, my God. He's got gross, knuckled-up, gross, fucking gnarly-ass dogs.
I admit, they're not the most attractive feet.
Cream your heel back, guy.
Time for your weekly dose of the roads you peep the most. Fans of mixed martial arts and wrestling walks. Keep your speakers close. Introducing Big Daddy, Donnie, Danny, O, and Frank Fronte, the fatty, the tally, and the Rastafari. We fucking run the party. Visit our site and just realize that everything we typing up is hyperlus. No need to fight and fuss. Leave it for the workers. We get on the mic and shut down all of your servers. Stop that podcast before your wax squad gets a fat target on your back from Black Prophet. We blasting bomb shit. Too scandalous for cameras, even though the internet can't handle us. Toronto to Los Angeles, we plan a bus in every session for the best show.
No.
Like a Bret Hart impression, just like Jordan, we Hall of Fame pros. So turn it up, niggas, it's time for the O-Show.
Yes. What is a DJ? What is a DJ if you can't scratch?
Y'all didn't know I could mouth scratch like that, huh? I've been stepping up my game, son.
It's all right.
Stepping up my game.
Do it again.
Here we go.
What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is a DJ? What is a DJ if you can't scratch?
Wow. Let me clear my throat.
That's not easy to do.
Well done.
It takes a lot of practice, man.
Yeah. How much you pay Bolos for that?
Who?
I don't know.
DJ Roll Touch, let's go,
baby.
Nigga's back in the house.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
All of a sudden, Dan gets better mouth scratch and Roll Touch showed up. What up, Roll Touch?
Yes, sir.
Let's introduce the crew. My name is Big Daddy Donnie. That's your bro, Danny O. DJ Royal Touch is here.
RoyalTouchBJ.com. Let's go, baby.
Wow, you just jumped on Dan's shoulder to do that.
He's a
shit.
Ganker. That's what he does, guy. He's always ganking shit.
What's ganking?
Ganking, this goes back to like NWA Eazy-E in the late 80s when motherfuckers used to gank motherfuckers for their chain.
Yeah.
So when he steals stuff like Spotlight, niggas' clothes, weed.
And all that type of shit, niggas, your mics and stuff, and steal your whole competition, nigga.
I just ganked them shit right now, motherfucker. What's up right now, man?
Niggas are ganking. See, he be ganking sick niggas, man. I'm ganking, son.
And the guy he ganks from all the time is the technical producer of the show, Voodoo Drew.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up, brother?
Coming off a successful run last night in Niagara Falls with the Onyx.
Yep.
The Onyx?
The Onyx is here.
You mean like how The Edge retired this week? He performed with the Onyx last night?
Well, they drop it that way in their own lyric.
Good try, Don.
They do. What's
up? Check all the albums. They're not the Onyx.
Back up, motherfucker. What's the next line?
I get it.
What's the next line?
I get it.
What's the next line?
Touche, my nigga. Touche.
Yeah. All right. Now you shut
your
mouth.
We stand corrected.
So the So Sick Social Club did the show last night in the Niagara Falls. How did the go?
It went very the well.
Nice. We got our own shit now, nigga.
This is a new John Lejoie character.
Yeah, but there was this chick.
MC drops the always. Yeah.
There you go.
But there was this chick backstage who had hairy tits.
Harry
Tits.
She came back.
Frank, what were you doing in Niagara Falls last night?
It was like,
ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Harry Tits, here's Frank Fronte.
That's how I know he has Harry Tits. Because, you know, go ahead, man. I'm going to tell you. I just wanted to say, everybody knows out there that So Sick Social Club is sponsored by Jägermeister.
Yes.
And we've been drinking Jägermeister in the studio before.
Oh, like water.
And speaking of ganking and shit, Frank Fronte decided to gank all the Jägermeister swag.
Yeah, by the way.
And this nigga's all happy because he's got his own Jägermeister t-shirt.
Yeah.
He's wearing Jägermeister wristbands.
Two of them.
A hat. He looks like a friggin' fat, whoppy John Cena in Jägermeister gear.
Yeah.
And it's the only t-shirt he has because he only wore a jacket to the studio.
He showed up with no shirt on.
I mean, seriously.
Your point.
Well, first of all,
there's so much wrong with you.
Apparently, you need to check more lost and found bins because you don't have enough clothing, apparently.
Yeah.
That's why you be ganking all the Jägermeister swag.
Because Drew's like, hey, guys, I got a whole bunch of swag from Jäger if you want to help yourselves. And Frank makes a beeline to that shit.
He's like a bum at a Salvation Army.
And
like,
if it wasn't
Gimme.
And if it wasn't Frank, it was Royal Touch getting it. Oh, there's jacket. There's a hoodie in here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, let's go. He took all the shit and went.
Fucking ganker.com.
Me and Dan are sitting here. Not one piece of free shit come our way. We're like,
nothing.
Hello, pecking order. Osho, hello.
Yeah, like we ain't got no tenure up in this shit.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't say founder under our nameplate on the Osho office.
Yeah. Actually. Made this shit.
Yeah, next shipment we get in comes straight to Donnie and Dan.
It's okay, though. You know what? Let Frank wear the t-shirt and shit. There's plenty more where it came from, but apparently... Mm. This nigga goes commando up. I never heard of upper commando, though. Who wears a jacket?
With no shirt.
With no shirt.
Bruno Sammartino.
You have to be Italian to do that.
Yeah, you've been watching too much Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Hey, who gives a shit?
You know what? Those guys on Jersey Shore lay no claim to you. No.
That's fine.
The guys on Jersey Shore, Italians are embarrassed of them.
So
the guys on Jersey Shore are embarrassed of you.
Shit. So before we get back to why Frank was in Niagara Falls...
Oh, yeah. Harry Tits in
Harry
Niagara
Tits
Falls.
In Niagara Falls.
What was that story?
It was just this chick came backstage and...
she pulled off her top.
Is that what the So Sick chicks look like? Because I've seen So Sick chicks and they ain't that nasty.
There's some hot ones and then...
I know. I've been to a So Sick show.
Wasn't there one that tried to fuck you?
Not really.
I think she tried a little
bit. No. I tried to put you over to that other one,
too. Oh, yeah. Drew tried to get you to fuck her.
I offered him $1,000 to get her out of here. Shoot. To take her that text?
To take her off your hands.
If that was a shoot, I'd be in her while she was on stage, Nick.
That was the most funniest thing ever. This one So Sick fan is all over Drew, and he was not feeling it. And he's like, tell Dan I'll give him $1,000 if he gets this broad out of my way.
I didn't know that was the stip.
Yeah. I texted you that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, after I was gone.
You should have turned around.
$1,000 drive home.
Yeah. Pussy anagram, and you didn't take it? What are you, Frank?
I blaze ugly pum pum for money.
Apparently. Oh, please. You've blazed worse for free.
Shoot.
Shoot.
All right. So what? Harry Tits came backstage, showed off her tits. They were hairy. Is that the story?
And they had zits, too. And she...
Hairy zitty tits.
And she wanted to do coke backstage.
Of course she did.
I'm cool with drugs, but I just don't like coke around me, to be honest. So...
You like cock around you.
No, you're thinking of Frank on
you
that
put the
one.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Hold on. So wait, you're cool with drugs but not coke? What are the approved drugs over there, Drew?
Drugs that won't make you fucking yap and fucking annoy me all night.
Just a little purple kush, okay?
Alrighty then. So
I love, by the way, I got to say this, while I was attempting my Voodoo Jew impression for the first time, mm-hmm. I love the listener who made a comment on the Osho message board a couple weeks ago about how Voodoo Drew sounds like Sam Kinison.
For real. Looks like Sam Kinison.
A little bit.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, there's Sam. Oh, there's Sam.
Fuck up.
Oh, yeah. That's you. You're practically dead. You're so Sam Kinison. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll make it through tonight at this point.
Hold on. But here's the punchline.
Yeah.
Frank?
Yes.
Who's Sam Kinison?
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian.
I saw him on Married with Children. He did a cameo. Oh.
Okay, he knows who it is.
He screams. I get who Sam Kinison is.
Use the past tense. Have some respect. The man's no longer with us.
That's true. And he was a genius.
And he was a great comedian.
And he was a preacher, too.
Did you see him do anything other than Married with Children?
I've YouTubed some of his videos, yes. I'm actually a comedy buff.
How did you die, Drew?
I think it was a cocaine.
Was it? No wonder you don't like coke. Yeah, Sam's fucked him up.
I know.
That's it. You're voodoo Sam.
You see, I don't think he's Sam Kinison.
Oh, dude, I know you're going
I see this. Drew. I see Max Payne.
Why are you talking over everybody? Slow down, kid.
What? Slow.
You see over. Max Payne.
You're talking over everybody.
I see Max Payne. Oh, I don't even know what that means. Man, Mountain Rock.
You're attacking on top of anyone.
You mean I'm louder than you?
You're talking while others are talking.
Oh, there was a space there.
No, there was no space for you. Right. You're way too fat to fit in that tiny gap.
Well,
just wait your turn. There's a pecking order around here.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Do you know who Max Payne even is? You just do that Man Mountain Rock video.
No, dude, Max Payne wrestled WCW. Then he went to the Fed, did Man Mountain Rock.
Yeah, he's a wrestling nerd. He knows this shit.
Yeah, I know my shit about wrestling.
He just doesn't know anything about like pop culture, like anything that people care about.
No.
That's where he's a retard.
Oh.
Look, can we ungayify this whole thing by stop the Frank conversation? Because
stop.
In another section.
Oster, stop right now.
Because is it just me, or did the Sicko Zone get a little sexier?
A little bit.
Thank
Some
you, guys.
Tells me that. No, sir.
Yeah.
Hold it down, Sam. All right.
Let's introduce our in studio guest.
Yeah.
Actually, a fan of the show.
Sweet.
Got at us last couple weeks and said that...
Not because of you, man.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you, idiot. Got at us last few weeks and said that she'd like to come in and check out what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, shit, send us some naked pictures, which of course she did.
Exactly.
She passed the test, so here she is.
Because she found out what we do before the show and after the show, which is run everything that was here.
Champion, brethren. I'm going to slow that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Beth. Crystal Beth.
Crystal Beth. What's up, baby?
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Look
thank you.
Look at your cute ass. Look at you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, listen, you did read
Ain't
the...
Ain't had you yet.
Did you read the O contract?
No, I did not.
She's just a guest, yo. She's just a guest.
Really?
Yeah.
So she didn't read the fine print of the contract? I should hold that down?
Oh, the clothing required to be removed?
That right. Yeah. That's part of
Am
the
I
deal.
Am I in trouble here?
When you're no. You'll enjoy yourself. But guest to the Sicko Zone.
She actually did make comment earlier. She said, I remember from old episodes of the show where every time a girl came in studio, she had to get naked.
You understand this already.
I do.
Is good. You're a fan of the show. This is why I ask these things. You know what you're getting involved in.
I do.
All right. Because your clothes are still on. That's why I had to ask the question. Maybe you don't know what the fuck's going on around here.
Well, I figure Frank did enough for me, so...
Yeah, see, that we're trying to get away from that. We want the non-hairy persuasion.
So if I
took
off more clothes, we'll get you more excited.
No.
If you left, she might get excited.
Yes.
Crystal Beth, thanks for coming through the Sicko Zone,
babe.
Thank you.
And we're very sorry you had to see Frank half.
We are sorry.
I gotta be honest, not a lot gets me disgusted, but I had to turn my head when he took his jacket off.
We didn't know he went double commando.
No.
I had no clue.
I also have never seen double commando.
Does it make any sense? Last week we introduced Frontonomics, okay? New segment on the show. I'm sure you heard it, Beth.
I heard.
And this is Frank's take on how to impress women. Now, as a sexalicious woman in your own right, does that do anything?
Nothing whatsoever.
Are you listening, Frank? No, what? No. You're about to talk.
Listening.
You're about to talk. Let her explain.
Unless he's trying to turn women away from him, then he's doing the wrong thing.
Let's let him explain.
Really? Yes, gentlemen, I am a Casanova. Brace life. This is basic Frontonomics. This is basic Frontonomics.
I can't let this whole thing run.
Yeah, this week on Frontonomics, you want to explain exactly why this is supposed to... You hear it from a female, a real one, by the way.
Hot.
I know you don't see him a lot.
Oh.
Not cool. Why do you do this?
Up for debate.
Is this part of your frontonomicosity?
Frontonomicosiousness?
Right.
Frontolocitosity.
Is there a space here?
No, yo, bro.
Listen, basic frontonomics works.
No. Yeah.
But for a lady of the night like this, I mean, it
would be a lady of the night.
Just call her a hoster.
Wow.
Just call her a hoster.
You are a hoster. You are a hoster.
You just called her a whore.
Her name's Crystal Beth.
So?
Who names someone
that? She's the drug everyone likes.
Yeah, remember the drugs that Drew was talking about that he likes? This is what we're talking about.
Dude, I don't even take Tylenol. Like,
lady of the night.
How impressive is that, Crystal Beth?
He just called you a hooker.
Yeah, he called me a hooker. Obviously, he's never
seen
one before.
And no offense, Miss Beth. Little do you know. But with all due respect,
yeah, he knows
Beth.
All about hookers.
Yeah, he knows plenty.
He walks up to the hooker with $300 and goes, beg for your pussy.
He can't say it that cool.
There's no four there. It's a beg your pussy. But no, honestly, Beth, I mean, if I found you more attractive, I might try and turn on the basic frontonomics on you, but with all due respect,
lucky for me.
You know, you're French-Canadian, you're brunette, you look like you like black guys. I mean, I'm just not interested, you know?
Wow.
So, with all due respect...
Hold on.
What's wrong with this kid?
The fact that she likes black guys brings down her...
Absolutely!
Wow.
So you called her a hooker. You said she's not attractive.
Uh-huh.
And
for my personal taste.
What is your taste? What?
Not her.
What are you healing on a girl
we
for?
We get it. She's female. What are you into?
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone who likes, you know, basic frontonomics. Just because church girl.
Church
you know,
girl.
Someone who likes books.
Who's who your dream fuck?
You know, someone with depth in their personality. Someone whose name doesn't sound like a drug. I don't know.
Judging by the way he looks like John Cena, he wants a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's Jerry Lawler.
15-year-old boy.
Cena.
He wants girls to read Cat in the Hat books.
Yes.
You guys still think he wants girls. That's the thing. That's the problem. You guys haven't figured this out.
I just don't think you should be hating on Crystal Beth just because her clit's bigger than your dick.
Oh.
She should lay off the HGH in if her clit's bigger than my dick, dude.
Wow.
Fuck.
Dude, millimeter.
She has China fucking clit, then. Holy.
You
chop him down.
Go, Beth.
He means
you
wants me to chop me across the chest with your forearm. It's a worker thing, do you know?
Yeah. I would love to, actually.
Okay. You a worker?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But if you stand up, I could try.
Oh, do it,
that's
Frank.
Going down.
Do it, Frank. Stand the fuck up and be a man.
Punch
a
him
chop
in the face.
Is something
no,
very
don't chop him. Punch him in the face.
No. You know what she needs to do? No,
Bolas
I got
is
it.
Like, can't wait.
Dude.
Can't wait.
Dude, you know what she needs to do? Learn the bockle.
The bockle.
Yes. Donnie is just
this is your first bockle.
Throw it in his face.
Beth, listen. You're this not is... the first person who comes into the studio and says, I'll get over by making fun of Frank. Talentless indie workers do it. Jules did it. People don't have a long shelf life here. They try healing on me or Black Prophet. They don't last, okay? I've been here episode one. I'm still fucking here.
You missed 200 in between.
Wow. You're correct. But it's okay. Okay?
There's some chutosity to this, though, I gotta say.
Dude, that moon mist has you fucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you drunk off of Faygo, man?
I don't know. A lot of caffeine.
Yeah,
I mean,
all
I drink
that
the,
caffeine.
The decaf shit. Fuck.
Crystal, you don't have to take
I
this shit.
I have the bockle. That will make the ladies go.
This sounds very anti-frontonomics. What happened to all that gentleman shit?
Yeah, man.
He knows it's not getting over.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Basic frontonomics works with a lady that I want to waste on.
A lady of the day.
Correct. Thank you, Don.
What the hell just happened?
No, what happened is he transformed into the John Cena gear and took on...
The persona.
Right.
I know. I'm feeling very thuggish today. I got a joint out. I got my wristbands on, you know?
You got a joint out.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
That's his new joint.
This is all Dan.
He was the producer.
I really don't want to be associated, I've decided, with this
him
joint.
Him and Drew were the producers.
Oh, now it's him and Drew.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be attached to that shit.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is?
What's that?
You're sitting there going, engine worker, you're get over my expense. You could be replaced by a shoe, and nobody would ask twice. Am I wrong?
That as it may.
Yeah.
You have a parade of people coming in here healing on a shoe, and it doesn't work. And I could be replaced by a shoe. You're absolutely right, Don.
Yeah. It's funnier to make fun of Frank than a shoe.
That's true.
After a while,
depends
shoe...
what kind of shoe it is.
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's only about one or two jokes you can make about a shoe. How many jokes do we make about Frank?
Yeah.
He's a retard, can't get laid, he's fat. That's it. That's the whole repertoire.
You got it for a year worth. I'd be fuck. Longer shelf life than most.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's about to expire.
Uh-oh. Well, thanks for letting me experience this, guys.
And now it's time for O's and No's.
Oh, no.
So, yo, you guys are going to love this shit, all right?
Yeah.
Last week, we completely forgot for some reason. Thanks very much, motherfuckers.
What's that?
That my episode of Breakout Kings was on.
Oh, yeah.
And
competing against WrestleMania. Good placement.
WrestleMania was over by the time my 4-second scene appeared. So,
okay.
You know, you could have done a quick flip us and
caught
me.
By the way, what was your mom's exact quote when she saw your appearance on Breakout Kings?
If I would have blinked, I would have missed it. Love my mom.
Yep.
And she'll never listen to this show.
I love her too.
Motherfucker.
So did Bolos.
So, yo, I just want to shout out Breakout Kings because, you know, I'm proud I've been on the show. My main man, Promise, is going to be on next episode. Everyone's on this show.
Yeah.
Here's the best part about this past week's episode, though.
Maybe you want to hold that down. Everyone's on the show. It makes you being on for 4 seconds not sound so hype.
No, no. It's everyone's getting, like, background roles and shit. You know, like Rico's supposed to be on there. And no, but I got a speaking role, so fuck all y'all. But here's the best part of this past week's episode of Breakout Kings.
Yes, sir.
Is I was in the studio. I was early, you know, I was in the studio doing some recording from one of my latest projects with the youth that I teach in Toronto, doing the School of Rap.
Yeah, yeah.
And the computer's just fucked. So, of course, I got to tell the story about the Danny curse. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm sorry.
Shoot!
It's probably my fault. And they're like, no, it's not. I'm like,
shoot!
Trust me, you don't know the stories. It's got to be my
shoot!
Fault. Well, how is it that at the end of a week ago's Breakout Kings, I'm in one of the final scenes. And in this week's episode, the computer doesn't work. In the office, in Breakout Kings, I'm like, my shit is everywhere. Even my character on the show fucks the shit up. But yo, if y'all ain't seen Breakout Kings, it comes on every Sunday night, 10 o'clock. On A&E. It is a dope show. I'm really happy to have been on it. And thanks to everybody who hollered at me and showed me love for my little cameo. And hey, a lot more is coming, man.
Sick. All right. Now that Dan spent the first 6 minutes of the O's and O's putting himself over.
Because we didn't do it last week. Thanks very much. Because you don't support your boy.
The other thing that we missed last week that actually was important was the anniversary of Chris Kangan's death.
Was it? Has it been a year already?
A year already.
Are you serious, dog?
Last week when we did the show was the exact 1 year anniversary of his death. So
was it the 1st of April?
It was. Now don't get me with dates again. I just know that
well,
I wrote
down. Well,
that's
the day it was. I'm saying.
I wrote down last week that we.
Jew's birthday.
It's been a show since the 14th.
Yeah. It wasn't the 1st of April last week.
Oh, my bad. I'm thinking your birthday. Okay, fine.
Yeah. So anyways.
No doubt.
The 1 year anniversary of Chris Kangan's death.
Wild time flies, homeboy.
He was not only a huge contributor to the pro wrestling world, he was a huge contributor to this radio show. He was a member of the O Show. He was a writer for the OShow.com. He's the guy that put this radio show on the map single-handedly. And, you know, he was a very, very close friend of mine. Not a day goes by that I don't think about that motherfucker. I miss you, bro. And I know that somehow, some way, you're actually listening to this. I believe that. So let's change the topic a little bit, and I want to talk about the retirement of a major star who, of course, has a special place in the hearts of Toronto fans.
No doubt.
Carlos Delgado.
That's right.
So funny.
Carlos Delgado is retired? What is with all these?
What was you all thinking?
I don't know. I thought there was something on the edge of your tongue you were going to mention, and then you didn't. And then no, but what is with all these dudes retiring? The first week of baseball. Isn't that like an off-season or end-of-season thing to do?
Well,
these niggas show up and go, shit, I can't play anymore anyway. Yeah,
Delgado retired because nobody signed him, and he realized, like, ain't nobody
so
gonna.
Weak. But what's up with that? Because Man Ram did that a week ago, too.
Well, Manny Ramirez retired because he had a 100-game suspension he didn't feel like serving.
Right. So do you think this has anything to do with is you think Carlos is on this shit?
No, he wasn't reported for any suspension.
Nope.
He's just got no team to play for, so he's done.
Nip it in the bud, guy. Nip it in the bud. Someone wanted to sign him, and he's like,
dude, he's 38 years old.
No, he's done.
He's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's 38, bro.
Yeah, Swing is still playing at 38.
Yeah, but he's a power hitter.
Yeah.
You know, what's he going to do?
He'd burn out quick.
All right.
He's done. He had a good run, you know.
Yeah.
Not a great player, a good player.
He was good.
Good.
We liked him.
Not a Hall of Famer like some Toronto fans are saying this year. You know.
Probably not.
It's not the Hall of Good. And he was pretty good.
Well, he'll probably get in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Well, everyone else does.
Right.
Actually, I heard a week or two ago that the thing with Drew Carey getting in the Hall of Fame, that's not a one-off. That's not even a doublas because of the Pete Rose gimmick.
Right.
This is the new Steez. Every year.
They're going to do that.
They're going to induct a celebrity.
Well, here's the thing.
Who has nothing to do with wrestling.
I remember that I think they were going to do that because I remember when they were doing the Pete Rose thing, and I can't remember who else it was. They go, there's this, quote, celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the wing.
So I thought that was already part of the
plan. Virtual Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Build it then.
Virtual wing.
All right.
So listen, do you owe or no? You got to know, man. I mean, Edge retiring.
Edge retired?
Edge has, yeah.
Really?
Listen, can you stop kayfabing? You watch Raw every week, guy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I legit, this is what I saw this week. This is, I swear to God, no word of a lie. Monday night, I came in the door, I turned on my TV.
Came into the door or you walked through the door into the house?
What'd I say?
You came into a door.
I came on a door.
Right. That makes more sense.
I turned on my TV and there was Edge retiring.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I said, okay, let me see how this pans out.
Mm-hmm.
I laid down. I was knocked out before his speech was finished.
Trying to say it was boring and shit?
No, I was saying I was tired as shit, motherfucker.
Well,
tired as
coming
shit.
On doors is hard work.
I know. I was standing, too. You ever nut while you stand?
It's tiring.
Yeah.
That's hard work, dude.
That's true.
Yeah. Legs shaking.
Your legs all quivering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was my drug use. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, yes.
Nah.
I'm really not dying.
I've fallen off.
I feel normal. Oh, oh!
Slow down, Kinnadrew.
Sounds like a Jewish dish.
Yes, sir, it does. So, yeah, I shoot saw none of Raw until Tuesday when I YouTubed
too,
the
yeah.
bits of Raw that I wanted to see, which was the retirement speech, the Sin Cara debut,
right.
The Awesome Kong vignette.
Yep.
I caught all that shit, and I don't think I saw anything else, legit. Right. I read the recap, and I saw the R-Truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say?
Well, we're talking about Edge. It's a big deal, man. Our homeboy retiring.
It's a huge deal.
And
he's been talking about this
yeah.
with friends and family for years.
Yeah.
You know, for years. I can remember the first time I heard any mention of Edge wanting to retire. It was about 3 years ago. And
right.
and even when he had his first neck issue.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying, oh, I don't know how much longer I can do.
That's
and
what I'm
that
saying.
Was 8 years ago.
There's always reason to consider that shit when you have neck surgery, bro.
Right. But when he had
From
the neck.
Austin to Angle, I'm surprised when these guys come back, man.
And when he had the neck surgery in 2003, that was before he exploded as a single star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what was driving him.
Yeah.
I still have legacy to build.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a good member of the roster, but I still have a legacy to build, and I got shit to do, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I got shit to do. So he came his ass back and had a hell of a run. I mean, you could argue the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years of his career have been the best 4 or 5 years anyone's had.
Yeah.
You know, it's up there anyway in terms of the impact he's had. Being the only legitimate heel in the company for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing performer.
Well, always part of major shit, too. I mean, he listed off a couple of the things in his speech, but it's true, man. From when he was on that controversial shit with the sex thing with Lita and his gimmick with Vicky, all the titles he's held. He's main evented more than one Mania, has been champion. I think he mentioned this, but you put the numbers together. He's held more titles than anyone in the company.
More title wins than anyone in the company.
When you combine them all.
Yeah.
Definitely a fucking career to be proud of.
And a 13-year career. That's long. That's a fucking long time in the company.
But it's a short time relatively to a lot of
guys?
Lombardi.
Well, fuck. Look at
WWE, 13 years.
Steve Lombardi.
Consecutive years. Hogan didn't do that.
No. What Dan is saying is... There are a lot of guys that are around that were quote unquote the first ballot Hall of Famers that ended up having longer runs.
Sure.
You know, Hunter's there hugging him goodbye, and Hunter has been there longer than Edge.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and he ain't slowing down. I mean, he's starting to slow down now because he's doing office work. But he's going to continue picking up wins.
Taker, obviously, been two decades. Right.
Now, the difference, of course, when you talk about those two names in particular, is they've had the ability to take off long chunks of time in between. Whereas other than the neck surgery and the Achilles injury that he had last year or the year before, Edge has been pretty much a consistent performer.
Yeah.
And worked a much more high-impact style than any of those guys.
No doubt, man. So one of the first things that came to my memory as I watched his retirement speech and thought of his injuries was when we sat front row at Unforgiven in, what, 06?
06.
And he took that friggin' attitude adjustment, or FU at the time, through two tables.
You just called it the attitude adjustment.
I know. The AA.
The Fireman's Carry Slam.
The Alcohol's Anonymous Body Slam.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and I'm just remembering, man, he's done so much crazy shit. All those TLCs, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, he has his stamp all over them.
Not to mention, by the way, just slow down a second. He had a pretty damn good feeling at WrestleMania that that'd be his last match.
Right.
And he still did that fucking flipping senton bullshit from the top outside the ring to the floor.
Right.
You know?
Crazy, man.
Like, from what I read, you know, he's got, what is it, stenosis or whatever it is?
Spinal stenosis.
Yeah. He's got a thinning of his spine.
Right.
You know, one bad bump, he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
That's really what he's looking at right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
And it's not like one of these gimmicks like, well, if he fell off the top of a ladder. No,
right.
One back bump could do it, you know?
It's crazy.
So really, like when he was sort of saying this week in his SmackDown retirement speech, which was even better than the Raw
one,
he came out and said, you know, I don't think I got any more spears left in me, guys. You know, I don't have any of that left in because the crowds are spear. And he's like,
right.
Can't do it, you know? It's gone. I'm done. Like, I'm done, you know? And he made point in his SmackDown speech. He's like, you know, tomorrow I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat some ice cream. I'm going to go surfing with my dogs in Nicaragua. And I'm going to go hang out with my girl. And this is the shit I'm going to do. And I'll never leave the WWE, but I'm going to be gone for a long, long, long time.
For real.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I expect him to be back in some capacity.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'll ever see him in the ring again.
And no, obviously it doesn't look like he can, whether he wanted to or not.
I think a lot of times what would happen is, like in the Shawn Michaels case.
Yeah.
When Shawn left after WrestleMania 13?
15.
14?
First time.
The first time? No, after the Stone Cold fight?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson? 15.
Yeah.
Was that 15?
Yeah.
All right. I'll trust you because I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
My memory sucks. So after that, Shawn thought, and everyone thought, Shawn was done.
Yeah.
For good. Ends up being a 5-year layover.
Yeah.
And Shawn comes back miraculously better, as good as ever, if not better than ever, because his psychology was even better than it was before when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, don't expect that with Edge.
Right.
And the difference here is Edge is at a state in his career where I think he can truly say he did it all.
Yeah.
He's got nothing left to prove in terms of in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He retires as world champion.
Do you like it better now that Alberto didn't go over at Mania? Because how often does that happen? He legit retires as world heavyweight champion.
Well, the only other time I can think of it is Trish.
Trish did that, yep.
So Toronto represents.
Two Toronto-us, guy. Y'all niggas don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's some other cases from.
Word up.
You know, ages ago.
But no. Only Toronto people do that.
In WWF/WWE history, I can't think of another one.
Guy, Toronto only. We're saying it right now. Only Toronto people retire as champions.
Well, speaking of Toronto people as champions.
Yes, sir.
The odds on favor right now are for Christian to pick up that title.
I'm owing for that right there.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I know when he came back from TNA, that was a discussion we had on the show, how you thought he would never, and I think you said it in that tone, never.
I did.
Sniff the title in the Fed.
I did say
and,
that.
And I'm really happy to see this.
And I think the only way he does is because Edge retires early.
It's you know what? There's still something kind of cool about that in a way.
I agree.
You know?
But this is a little bit of that. How do we capitalize on the Edge magic right now?
Right.
There's an Edge love-in,
of course.
I'm sure
Jay will take it.
Well, sure. He'll take whatever spot he can get.
That's not a bad spot to have.
It's all right. He didn't get a match at WrestleMania, and now he's going to be the world champion?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
But I think, no, but on a whole other tip, I kind of owe for this because I think I like, for some reason, even though he's a heel, I like the Alberto chase of the title. I think it's going to mean so much more to his character when he gets it. What, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like when Punk got the ECW title because we thought he was going to get it and Morrison had it for a while.
Right.
And I don't know. There was something more to it that he had to chase it longer. And this whole thing with his destiny gets to continue and he's got to, you know.
Speaking of Morrison.
They could have a really good program.
Speaking of Morrison.
Yeah.
I'm not owing for Morrison.
Sounded like it, right?
I'm owing for the shitstorm he's stuck in. So, for anyone who hasn't been paying attention, and I'm including Danny O, because I'm sure he has no idea what's going on.
No, I heard this is all rumorosity, but
Nah, guy.
Okay.
Nah, guy. It's not rumorosity, guy.
For real.
It's shootosity, guy. It's shootosity, guy.
This is legitotiousness you're about to tell
legitotosity.
Okay.
So basically, leading up to WrestleMania, the stories that we all heard whispers of have been confirmed. Johnny Nitro was a complete piece of shit to Trish Stratus.
Wow, really?
And yeah. Trish is a good friend of yours, right?
Yeah, you don't mess with Trish Stratus.
She's really, like, personal friend.
Well, I've gotten there as a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you went from fanhood to...
To, yeah, friend.
Yeah. You ever eat her out?
Well, you know, I'm getting there.
Nice.
Working on it.
Yeah, wow. Working on it.
Nice.
I'm so wacky to that.
So what's this? Is this because, see, this is the rumorociousness I heard.
He snubbed the fuck out of her.
Is it because he's still with, I didn't know he was still with Melina.
Of course he's still with Melina.
And what a triple pum pum. And you let niggers bang your jibby, and you let your jibby control your dick.
Yeah. And the story the story that was out there was that the match for WrestleMania was scheduled to be Morrison, Melina, and Snooki versus those other three bitches.
Really?
But
is Melina even a face it right now?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Doesn't it?
She's so hot.
It's irrelevant. The point is, when Vince McMahon realized that
Drew is drooling.
Oh God.
When Vince McMahon realized that Crystal Beth's buddy Trish Stratus was available to do WrestleMania and was willing to work, he was like, Melina who?
Right. Just like Stone Cold.
Sorry, pal. It's not gonna work out. You know?
Adios, so, muchacha.
Yeah. Peace out, you Filipina biatch.
She's Filipina?
I don't know what she is.
No, she ain't Filipina.
She looked a little flip to me.
No, she's not flip.
Isn't she Latina?
I'm looking Latina.
Right.
She's yeah.
I want to say she's probably...
She's Filipina.
Argentinian or Colombian, I'd say.
Not a chance.
Nigga, so what happened?
I'm looking it up.
So anyways, Melina got bumped. Trish got in.
Yeah.
When Trish got in, she went up to Jomo and she's like, hey, I'm really a fan of yours. I love the style you work, the acrobatic shit. I love to work that style. Maybe we could even do some combo stuff together. Maybe we could. And he was like, no. She's like, well, could we like work something? No. What do you want to do? Nothing. And he completely fucking snubbed her.
Wow.
And if you notice at WrestleMania, he did nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you notice the tag match that they had the next night after WrestleMania when it was him and Trish, he did nothing with her.
Wow.
You know, she, if you watch that video again with a discerning eye, you'll see Trish several times try to catch up to him and be positioned next to him.
Right.
Like a team.
Right.
And he snubs her.
So what's this? What's dude's deal, man? Seriously.
He's even, hot that Melina didn't get the spot and Trish did.
Even on a professional level, you know what I'm saying?
He's not a professional. He's not a professional.
Yeah, that's some
whack. Especially on a WrestleMania. That's disrespectful.
He's not a professional.
No,
that's whack.
So, here's the bottom line. You fuck with Trish,
right,
and T-Dot rises.
Yep.
No doubt.
Because if you noticed, when Edge finished his farewell speech, he went backstage.
Yeah. I did notice.
He gave his opponent for the last few months, Dolph Ziggler, big love.
That's right.
Then there's Jomo,
yeah,
who he walked past.
Yep, yep.
And Jomo tries to throw a hand out. Edge keeps on going.
Good shit.
And he pats him on the back, keeps on going, says, what up?
Represent.
What up, Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warm it up, Kane.
Yeah.
He didn't even notice. Well, he noticed. He snubbed. And then the other response, which was even better. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Drew knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Val Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto represents.
Awesome.
Val Venus put a video on YouTube yesterday.
Yeah.
Where he came out and talked about John Morrison, that little bitch.
Is that right?
And that little, to quote Val Venus, fucking slut Melina.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I gotta see this video.
It's amazing. It's awesome. Like, Morrison, you treated a future Hall of Famer that way. You have no respect. You have no nuts. He's like,
wow.
I can prove you have no nuts because first it was Mike Knox. He tagged your girl. Then Batista tagged your girl.
Ew, Mike Knox got into that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And Morrison's like,
she does not care.
Valvina's.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Drew's like, I'm in. Drew, you might have a shot.
Sam Kinison is going to blaze Melina.
Wow.
So Valvina's is all like, he's all like, you know, this just proves you have no nuts because you knew it was going on.
He's a
she's not cheating on me. You knew she was cheating on you. You know, he's just rubbing it in her. Oh, the best line. Hey, Johnny, tell me how Mike Knox tastes.
Wow.
Tell me how Batista tastes.
Wow. Deserved.
And then he does say he's going to fucking... What is he...
Then he goes, we are going to cross paths real soon. And when we do, I'm going to stick my chin out. And you're either going to ignore me or you're going to chin me. And we both know you don't have the balls to chin me.
Sick.
Shootosity.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
And by the way, before,
take that, bitch.
Before everyone goes, Valvina's bitter guy, not in the company, not in the business, he works for the WWE right now as a producer. Right. So before everyone starts getting their panties in the bunch, just remember, now, this guy's got a deal.
Now, let me just say, because he is actually under contract with WWE, coming out on YouTube, you think he's going to get any heat there?
That's some N-bomb heat right there.
Is he going to get some heat or what?
I don't know.
Is the overall wrestling community, not just Toronto...
Where does the heat fall? To Valvinus or to Jomo?
That's what I'm asking. Where's the...
Jomo for sure.
You're a Jomo.
You are a Jomo.
Frank's a Jomosexual.
Ha ha!
I wouldn't be surprised I seriously would not be surprised if John Morrison gets A, punished big time for the next little while.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Apparently, the rumor I heard was that R-Truth spot was his.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Word.
And he lost it because of this.
Good.
And, you know, we'll give it to the brother. That's how little we think of you.
Yeah.
We gonna let a nigga take your spot, motherfucker.
Man, R-Truth is
Tell
awesome.
Me how R-Truth tastes.
What's up?
I'll tell you what's up. R-Truth is up in Melina. That's what's up.
Yep, he's up in there right now.
At this minute.
Jomo's going to be like, how come you're loser tonight, honey?
Wait. Is it gay?
where's the gimmick?
Does that still represent?
I don't know.
Find the gimmick. Where's the gimmick?
Is it okay?
Yeah, that's how it works. Is it gay or is it okay for Dan to make reference to Melina's cunt being looser after R-Truth bangs her because Dan's thinking about how big R-Truth is?
Okay to me.
Is it okay because he's assuming that the brother is big, or is it gay that Dan's putting that much thought into the size of R-Truth's cock?
Or is he putting the black man over?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Does that make it okay?
In what regards, okay?
Or not gay?
Oh.
The insinuation of reference to another man's cock is what Donnie's saying.
Ask
and you know what?
Dress.
Well, if you look at it that way, it's pretty good.
The fact that he brings it Royal up
Touch,
makes me
Royal
feel
Touch
a bit
is looking at you like you're a faggot. Royal Touch, what do you say?
Shoot!
And that's the bottom line, because Royal Touch said so.
Yeah. Speaking of bitch-ass niggas not getting their spot. Not ganking their spot, not taking advantage.
Right.
You know what? I tuned in because y'all motherfuckers recommended it, and I'm checking out Tough Enough.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad show at all.
M-Dog got the boot.
And what the fuck? You know what? Nah, I'm going to say it right now, man. I'm 100% behind Stone Cold, and if your motherfucking ass has been in this business, we've talked about this,
years.
With indie workers and shit. If you ain't know you supposed to come with some kind of personality, you're on a WWE show, right? And you don't know you're supposed to come with some personality. Your shit doesn't deserve to be there, man. Well, I was looking at this guy, and Stone Cold's asking. Now, I always do this, right? I don't know if it's just, you know, being an actor or whatever, but I always put myself in the position of the person on the screen.
Right.
And if Stone Cold had asked me that question, which he did this past week.
Why should you be a WWE?
No, his question was.
Why should I not send you home?
Who do you see when you look in the mirror?
Oh, yeah. That was the question.
Immediately, I thought, say WWE superstar, future champion.
That's what you thought?
I'm begging. I'm dying to say it. None of these motherfuckers
said. And he got hot that was their
answer.
And
that's exactly what he said. None of you guys said WWE superstar. Yeah. And the nigga actually goes, permission to speak, sir? Dude, that's not getting you into company. I thought, you've written your fucking death sentence.
Here's the bottom.
You deserve to go. And he went. Listen, everybody out there listening, man, if you're a worker, and this is coming from someone who's been in the business, and I'm not a worker. Okay.
Yeah.
But I've been in the business long enough to know you need a personality. And if you get a shot like that and you can't fucking take grasp of it, your ass deserves to just quit.
Here's the duality of it, though.
I've actually cheesed that dude.
That's
for
a good
doing
point, man.
He went out, man.
I'm not
like a sucker.
I'm not arguing with you. I agreed with the elimination,
right,
controversial as it was, mm-hmm, and as much as the internet fans are going crazy, because M-Dog has a huge following.
He still might get his spot.
Dude,
you know how
he'll
the show
get a
works.
Developmental deal.
We'll yeah. see.
They
we'll
sign
see.
Everybody.
I'm sure he's a great
we'll
wrestler.
See. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's been in this business 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been drilled into him for the last 9 years? Respect.
Oh, yeah.
Respect,
I understand that.
Respect, respect.
No doubt.
So when you're training, right, mm-hmm, as a worker, and your trainer says, you're a piece of shit. What I call you? Piece of shit. What's your name? Piece of shit.
Right.
That's right. You're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you deal with that.
I get that.
So
that's
now,
why, yeah.
Stone Cold is healing on guys. Why don't you stand up for yourself?
Right.
When Bill DeMott calls you skid marks, why don't you tell him to shove it up his
right,
ass?
Right.
Well, because then if he did that, you tell me he has no respect.
Absolutely.
They're
and
really,
I agreed.
They're putting these guys in a catch 22.
Right. But when skid marks said out of respect, I got that. But what I'm saying is, dude didn't pick up on the note. In other words, after he says that and Stone Cold responds by saying, that's all fucking horse shit, then you go, okay, I see what he's looking for now.
But what I'm saying
Let
is,
me
it's hard
save
to,
my ass.
It's hard to deprogram yourself after 9 years of thinking, like, I have to be respectful. The reason why he wasn't starting off his little matches that he was doing that
right.
were tough enough with 450 smashes.
Not trying to get
and,
his shit in. I get it.
Right, because then he'll be labeled as an indie guy that just wants
but
to get his
what,
shit
though?
In.
But you know what, though? This is the point that Trish made during the show, and it had nothing to do with pulling 450s and all the other crazy shit I'm sure he can do. She said he had no facial expression.
Right.
He was quiet
he
the entire
talking.
Match.
You're right.
He
you're
wasn't
right,
even
right.
considering that perhaps an audience was watching him. And that, I mean, in the minimal training I've ever received or shows I've been to.
It's
in
day
department,
one stuff.
I get that. Are exactly.
Yep. And when they said, look, Rima fucking Miss USA has been training for 8 days and she's at the same point you are.
Right.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Bad. By the way, she's going to win.
I'm going to say this, though, because, you know, in all appropriateness, part of the show, I owe for the show, man. I'm going to.
It's a good show.
It's making you make me want to watch the shit.
I couldn't believe she asked Cena, would you marry me, though? Right.
Yeah. She looked like
I thought she was going to get crazy heat for that.
Ratatocious.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And what's Cena's gay ass talking about? I don't know about that.
Yeah, because he is an old lady who's really jealous. Like, you could tell.
Fuck
oh,
that
please.
Shit.
You could tell. Poor bastard.
Cena boy. Doesn't even remember his wife's name. He sees that beard twice a year.
I'm all over Miss USA.
Oh, dude. Rima. I would Rima.
Yes, sir. And
Rima
I would Faki Rima Faki gay.
Okay.
I guess.
Maybe.
I got another no. Okay.
Go ahead.
Extreme Rules is coming. The match is supposed to consist of. All the match is supposed to consist of.
That's the one that the brother's going to headline.
Extreme Rules, right.
Right. No one's going to buy it.
How is it that Jerry Lawler manages a win over Jack Swagger on Raw this week?
But can't be Cole?
And gets the decision as to what type of match he's going to get Cole in. Fuck, I'm thinking Extreme Rules. He's going to put him, I don't know, what's he going to do? Put him in a cage?
I don't know what he did. What did he do?
The nigga says, how about this as an idea? You get Jack Swagger as your tag team partner, and I'll get Jim Ross as mine. That's my decision. Who writes this? Why?
Okay, let's get this straight. It's Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Right.
He's got extreme heat with Michael Cole over the last 6 months. Michael Cole, who's talked shit about Jerry's dead mother.
That's right.
Michael Cole, who lost to Jerry Lawler at WrestleMania, Jerry's first WrestleMania, but
That's
somehow
right.
the computer reversed the decision.
Yes.
All these things are building up.
All these things.
Jerry now has a chance to choose any stip he wants from the entire gamut of hardcore. Yeah.
Shoot you in the face with a gun match.
Set him on fire match.
Yeah.
Thumbtacks in your asshole match. Yeah.
Frank will fuck you match.
Yeah, loser gets raped
match. No. You went too far. Let's go back to the set you on fire match.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be humane.
We'd rather the fire.
Yeah. Sex with Frank?
Yeah, let's do tag team. You get Swagger, I get JR.
But JR's angry. He got barbecue sauce in the eye.
He is hot.
And he came out shaking the cage of Michael Cole.
Did he?
Yeah. He did a good job of that.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't see that.
I laughed at that.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what to. It's just stupid. Do I have to watch the next pay-per-view? No. Are we under some kind? Okay.
Well, if you
God.
Don't, I think it's racist.
Because of a brother's in the main event.
Well, how often does a brother get in the main event of a WWE pay-per-view?
Oh,
this ain't Bill Watts promotion.
I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Has a brother ever headlined WrestleMania?
Oh, God. You know the answer to that.
Besides The Rock?
The Rock ain't a brother.
Yeah.
He counts. Come on, man.
He ain't a brother.
We had the people's uncle in the studio. That counts as bro.
WrestleMania 1, Mr. T.
Tiger Woods.
WrestleMania 1.
That doesn't count either.
Good stuff, not? Drew.
All right, fine. It counts.
Brother Kinnison knows what time it is.
Brother Kinnison.
Sweet.
All right. Very quickly, a couple quick things I want to get to. You need another reason to hate TNA? The new Rob Van Dam t-shirt says RDV.
What?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I got a picture.
Sure. No, it does not.
I got a picture.
It does not say.
It says RDV. The designer fucked up. They're hoping to recall them before they all sell.
They shipped those.
RDV.
Those are going to be worth money now.
Rob, damn, Van.
Wow.
That is so whack.
I somehow
hate Frank more. Just because.
Frank's somehow involved.
Somehow it has to have been his fault.
Is that amazing?
Those are going to be hot sellers, though.
Yeah. Oh, I want an RDV.
I would wear one and buy a front row seat just to go, yep, you sold me this. RDV.
You fucking idiots.
The whole show, damn. Straight up,
What's going on with the mics over there?
Stop trying to suck it, Frank.
Okay. Huge story here.
Yeah.
And this is somewhat related to another massive story that we're going to talk about in the roundtable with our roundtable guests.
Yeah.
And that big story is about this year Hall of Famer Abdullah the Butcher.
Right.
And the story going around, if anyone has not seen it, we'll put the video up on theoshow.com in the video section.
Yes, sir.
And it's a little mini documentary called Don't Bleed on Me. And it involves Devin Nicholson, who goes by the name Hannibal. We know Devin because Dan and I have called matches of his. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've called a match of Devin versus Abdullah.
Right.
And the story that's out there right now is that Devin Nicholson had a WWE contract that was then rescinded because he tested positive for hepatitis C.
Oh, man.
And he has determined that he got hepatitis C from being bladed and swapping blood with Abdullah the Butcher.
Really?
So this is a massive story, and there's a lot of vets in the business right now that are shitting. Superstar Billy Graham has gone so far as to say he wants out of the Hall of Fame because they allowed Abdullah in.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Superstar Billy
Abdullah's
Graham.
Abdullah's got that kind of heat?
And it's like a harsh promo, too. It's not like he's calling the WWE Hall of Fame shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Abdullah the Butcher's in.
Well, his point was Abdullah never worked 1 minute for Vince, and he's out there giving guys hepatitis C.
Right.
Abdullah the Butcher's lawyer has refused to turn over a a negative blood test.
Is that right?
They're just not playing ball at all.
Wow.
And Abdullah's just going, no comment on this motherfucker.
Wow.
A related story is this. This motherfucker's name is Andre Davis. Black guy. Andre Davis, I woke up this week and I read this story and I started feeling really sorry for this guy because the story was out there that he got hired as a WWE official.
Okay.
And his contract was rescinded. And the reason his contract was rescinded is it was determined he has HIV.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So they decided to rescind his deal. When I heard this, I was like, you know, I feel sorry for the guy. You know, you work your whole life. You've contracted something. Who knows how he got it? You know what I mean? What the deal was. Who knows how long he's been living with it? Fuck, Magic Johnson apparently had it 30 years. And
he doesn't have it. Well, that's why his name's Magic. Okay. Yeah,
he cured it.
He has the cure for AIDS. He ain't giving it to no... He's ganking the cure for AIDS is what Magic Johnson...
He's hiding it under a pillow.
Oh, man.
But all that being said, I started feeling sorry for this guy until I started paying attention to the news and realized this Andre Davis, who wrestles under the name Andre Hart, H-E-A-R-T, not like a Brett. Andre Davis wrestles on the indie scene. Hardcore.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Swapping blood.
Ew, dude. What?
And is well aware of his HIV status.
Yeah. Not cool.
He was also charged this past week with felonious assault after it was determined that he had unprotected sex three times with a woman, and he was HIV positive.
Oh, no.
What a goof.
So
disgusting.
The story that came out was he was charged with felonious assault, but the press hadn't even got a hold yet of the fact that he was an indie wrestler that was bleeding all over guys.
Now, how did this indie hardcore AIDS-having wrestler get a referee deal with WWE?
He's a skinny-ass motherfucker who refs, you know.
Okay.
You know, what are you going to do? So,
That's really fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Skinny-ass dude working hardcore?
Well, that's what most of them are. They're either really skinny or really fat, you know. Yeah, the guys that are actually good don't do that shit.
Right. Yeah, shoot.
You're a toothpick or you're a big fat ass.
Yeah.
That's who goes hardcore.
That's messed up, though, man. How are you going to go out there and bleed anywhere, let alone in the ring with, you know, there's fans?
You're blazing some bean and you got HIV? Now I want this guy to die and I want to watch it happen. I want to watch him die more than I want to see Frank die.
You're getting a little too close to lynching over here, Donnie.
Dude, I'm fully in favor of the death penalty in this situation.
Really?
I want to be the guy to put the needle in his face.
Wow.
I want to murder this guy. I'm telling you, I think this is obscene. I think it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this should also be a wake-up call to the entire wrestling industry,
yeah.
independent and major leagues, everywhere in between.
Right.
Test your fucking talent.
Mm-hmm.
Talent, go get tested yourselves.
Right.
The indie promotions aren't going to pay or aren't going to cover. You can get tested for free. You get tested for free.
Yeah.
Go to a clinic, get your shit tested.
Do they get free? None in the States?
Yes,
too?
You can go get fucking tested for free for that shit.
Oh, okay.
Go to a clinic and get fucking tested.
Right.
What are you afraid of? That you might have it? Well, if you have it, retire.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. And stop killing other people.
No, absolutely.
It makes me so fucking hot when I think about this whole thing. And I don't know what to think about the Abdullah the Butcher thing. We've met Abdullah the Butcher. I've respected Abdullah the Butcher for a long time, ever since I was a kid. I don't know if he has Hep C or not, but the story is out there. And these are two massive stories.
Yeah.
And either wrestlers got to stop bleeding all over the place or shit's got to change.
Yeah, man.
You know? And not even just the wrestlers. What about this motherfucker Andre Davis having a hardcore match and bleeding on the fans?
That's what I was saying.
You know that shit happens.
Of course.
You know, we've been at shows before sitting on off to the side doing play-by-play, and we got blood on us, you know?
I ain't getting none of that shit on me, Nick.
Well, it's because you run like a little bitch.
That's true.
You assume everybody's got
cooties. Yeah, pretty much.
So this whole thing really gets
messed up.
It gets
me
hot, dude.
Huge. Yeah, that's
it gets me really fucking hot. So, Andre Davis, you're a piece of shit, and that's that.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Touch.
Yes, sir.
Wake your fucking ass up because it's time to go to break.
Let's go, baby.
Nah.
Yeah, let's go on the turntables, nigga.
He hasn't figured out his cue.
Oh.
How much purple could... He's still high off that shit you gave him weeks ago.
By the way, while Royal Touch gets to the ones and twos, humblest respect goes out to the family of Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Larry Sweeney was a past guest on this show. June 24th, 2008, he was a guest on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually the guy that coined the term that Dan and I have used for years ever since. We are men of class and dignity.
Right.
That came from Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney.
Yeah, man.
He referred to Daniel and I as men of class and dignity.
Yes, sir.
And he was the one that coined that phrase. And, you know, he was a fucking great guest. He was a fucking cool guy. Obviously, if you pay any attention to the internet, you've already read it 1,000 times. The dude had his demons. He had his troubles. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't cope. 29 years of age, and I hope he's in a better place now.
Jeez.
So, Sweeney, You're a good one, dude. Talented as fuck. This is for you. This is the motherfucking O Show. Nobody can fucking throw down like us. Nobody's gonna fucking throw down like us.
Nah.
Andre fucking Davis? You're dead, motherfucker. You think I got road rage? Let me show you fucking AIDS rage. I'm gonna boot fuck this motherfucker in his eye. In his eye!
Damn, dude.
Now you heard me, Andre Davis. Skinny little fuck.
Wow.
He's in jail right now. He better stay there.
Is he really?
He better stay there. He better stay there.
Nigga, stay your ass in jail. You come out and your motherfucking life will fail. Big Daddy Donnie's on your ass. He won't kill you. Take a Black and Decker and fucking drill dude in his eye or his ear. Make you cry, but don't get none of those tears over here. Cause I ain't trying to catch your HIV. You a nasty ass nigga, whack ass to me. Cause dude, how you gonna bleed inside of the ring and fucking fling all of them damn things to people on the side of the road or even your opponent? Nigga, yo, faggot shit, you own it. That's how you got it anyway, isn't it? Don't you know friggin' Frank wants some of your jizz in him? That's kind of gross, Frank. We don't want you to die. Then again, maybe you should give Andre a try. Nigga, I'm just joking. Cause if he was on this show, we'd be smoking. More jokes about you and having lots of fun. Speaking of fun, look at this hun. This little cute girl over here all quiet. Come on, join the show, baby. Just try it. You know the contract is signing the old show? It's time for those fucking clothes to go. Yo, World Touch on the ones and twos. Go down with my man, a.k.a. Voodoo Drew. I said a.k.a. because his real name is Sam Pinnison. That's the way we get into sons. Yeah, it's your bro Danny O. Representing right here on the old show. You know I'm a champion because I'm from Toronto. And I'm going to retire now, niggas. I got to go. That's how we do. Episode 215.
We take the break. We back right after this.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is Lanny Poffo, alias the genius full of glory and renown. You are listening to the O Show.
Hey, Dan.
Yo.
You think the Osters out there are ready? Are they ready for a life-altering experience?
I don't know if they're ready for this.
Man, I hope they are, because the adventure of a lifetime awaits all of you out there with Free and Easy Traveler, Canada's leader in group tours to exotic and fun destinations.
Oh, bro, imagine living it up for a 20 or even a 40-day tour in places like Thailand, Nicaragua, Philippines, and even Vietnam.
I go.
Dude, you can travel to these amazing destinations while still having the flexibility to do what you want.
Whatever I want.
Bro, whether it's partying beachside, which I love to do, or taking in one-of-a-kind sights, Free and Easy tailors your trip just for you.
And when you roll with Free and Easy, you travel with people like you, young people between the ages of 19 to 30, so you can have the experience of a lifetime while meeting some fine jobs, I mean some amazing people along the way.
Yo, just enter the promo code OSHO for amazing savings off on 20 and 40-day packages.
What's that promo code?
Guy. O Show.
Have your life altered. Make memories that will last a lifetime. All you got to do, man, freeandeasytraveler.com or, hey, Google Free and Easy.
Sweet.
Out of the Box Entertainment and Donovan Fernandez present A Late Night Showdown, a night of comedy and magic, Friday, April 29th, inside Second City with special guest host. Coming up next, UFC's own Mike Goldberg. Performing live will be Kyle Magic Babineau and comedians Ernie Vincent and Chris Robinson, plus the official debut of The Mailman and celebrity impersonator Jason Sensation. It all goes down April 29th, Second City. Doors open at 10:30, showtime 11 p.m., All you got to do is go to outofthebox.com. Tickets are just $40, but when you enter the promo code OSHO, you get $10 off. Go to outofthebox.com or call Second City Box Office 416-343-0033. That's 416-343-0033.
Frank,
dear, fuck, I hate him.
Frank, what's the matter, you dipshit?
Steve Carino. Steve freaking Carino. I hate that guy. I mean, I get him on Facebook, Twitter, even email. And he doesn't want to respond. I hate that guy.
Why are you so pissed at for not responding, you fucking Mark?
Well, I don't really have any friends, and he seems kind of cool.
Listen, you fat piece of shit. If you're pissed off, you could go check out IHateSteveCarino.com.
IHateSteveCarino.com? You mean there's other guys that hate him too?
IHateSteveCarino.com is the official website of the world's favorite villain. Go to IHateSteveCarino.com for pictures, merchandise, videos, match listings, and of course, all of his appearances. IHateSteveCarino.com is your one-stop spot for all you people who love or hate Steve Carino.
So you fucking happy now?
Yeah, I'm really happy.
Okay, but you're happy because of Steve Carino.
Damn it!
That's IHateSteveCarino.com.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Hi, is this Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shopping to the last minute again, and now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When will I learn?
Wow. You beat yourself up really well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to wasarrested.com.
Wasarrested.com?
Right. You go ahead, type in someone else's name, and you could beat them up for a change instead of beating up yourself.
Wow. Wasarrested.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why didn't I think of that? Why do I always have to beat myself up?
Sir, I...
Oh, when will I learn? When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
Well, I've been told it's a gift.
Wasarrested.com. Stop beating up yourself and go beat up other people for no good reason.
This is the hardcore icon, just incredible, and you're listening to the O Show.
Yo, Big Daddy, Bronte, President Danny O, now who's up on deck?
This week on the Roundtable, Sheepherder, Bushwhacker, Luke Williams.
The Roundtable, baby, it's the Roundtable, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's time right now for the Roundtable, the main event of the program. Let's introduce the cast. Round the horn, Big Daddy Donnie, your bro Danny O,
yo.
Fatty Frank Fronte, Voodoo Drew, and joining us on the line, making his second appearance on the O Show. The last time he had to sort of split airtime with the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, yeah.
This time, it's all him, baby. Let's hear it for a hardcore original, the Sheepherder. Yeah. You know him as a bushwhacker. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Williams. Williams, how are you, sir?
Bloody lovely to your mother. You're looking good. Hey, mate, you're looking good, too. And last time I appeared on the show, I was looking good, too. Didn't sound too good, but I looked good.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've all got faces for radio and voices for newspaper.
That's right, mate. And I've got a certain smell about me. I got that fishy smell, and only two of us have got that smell.
Frank never gets that smell.
You know,
smell.
I'm right down under. You know what I mean? Down under. You know those woolly girls?
Oh, my God. Woolly? Wow.
It's like Chewbacca pumps.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that the shit down in New Zealand? Woolly pumps? You like it? You like it, woolly?
This line's cutting in and out. I'm hearing you 1 second, then I'm missing you.
Uh-oh. I think that's part of the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You're out in the middle of nowhere, so we're trying to do our best.
I run out in the middle of the river without a paddle here.
We'll do our best to get through this.
I'm looking forward to getting back into Toronto.
Yes. Yeah. And I know that May 14th and 15th, Bushwhacker Luke is scheduled to be part of CWI's tour,
yes.
The big show that's happening at the Brantford Civic Center, and then the next night in Port Colborne. Bushwhacker Luke is scheduled to be part of the Legends Survivor Series match, which mm-hmm. is going to be friggin' awesome, and you're going to hear more about that in the next few weeks right here on the O Show.
Cool.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. CWIWrestling.com for tickets. Make sure you get them because they are going to sell out, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking excited to be back on that show, mate, coming up and being on CWI show. The big icon there, Hulk, it's going to be on the show, so
yes.
We're all hoping for a big turnout.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a unique experience, right? Because you do a lot of indie dates these days, and then to have a guy like the Hulkster sort of show up and bolster the attendance numbers, it's got to be kind of a treat for you.
Yeah, but I'm on quite a few big shows. I got a big show in Halifax on the 28th of this month.
Yep.
UCW.
Yep.
We've got Jerry the King Lawler.
Nice.
We've got Ted DiBiase, wow. Billy Gunn. We got a few big names on the show up there, too.
That's outstanding. That's a lot of fun. And I remember seeing Luke work a show that actually Voodoo Drew performed at.
Yes, sir.
Last summer, he was working for Bill Scullion with Stranglehold Wrestling, and you beat the shit out of Bill Scullion in the middle of the ring. And I had the pleasure of being the ring announcer that night. And Luke came out and you know, bled like crazy and kicked the shit out of him. And I looked at this and I said, wow, this man is still going 100% full bore. I mean, a lot of guys that are quote unquote legends from the WWE, they go out there, they take their indie dates and they want to do, you know, take the path of least resistance, as they say, and mm-hmm. do as little as possible. You're going out there, you're giving her.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my people come out to see you, and then I try to give them, show them that I can still, you know, do a little kicking and then a lot of licking.
A lot of people were first introduced to you, obviously, Luke Williams, as the sheep herder, as a guy who was crazy, hardcore. I know that's how I first learned about
well,
you.
Well, mate, I'm just going to take you back a few. My first port of call in North America was in Canada, and it was in Quebec, and we were the Kiwis.
Yes.
The New Zealand Kiwis for Grand Prix Wrestling in Montreal. Well, it was all over Ontario and Quebec at the time.
For Dupree.
And the office was the Vachons, Edward Carpentier, and Yvon Robert Jr.
Okay.
Now, that's going back before Christ was born.
Yeah, it feels like a while, I can tell.
That was a while ago. Yeah, we came in this. I lived in Canada for about 4 years and then went back home for a short time and then came back into, and this time went into the States. But I originally lived in Canada the first time over this way.
And then I guess that's a part of your career I only know about from having done research later. When I first learned about you, you were a sheep herder and doing your thing and making noise on the scene. And I first learned about you and your tag team partner, Butch, as being these, you know, wide-eyed, crazy New Zealands that'll do anything and scared the piss out of kids. And before you went to the WWE and became a more fan-friendly version. Mm-hmm. And then these days, when you take independent dates, you're doing a little bit of everything. You're doing the Bushwhacker thing. You're doing the hardcore thing every now and then, which really made me think of, Luke, this story that broke a week or so ago that we've talked about at length on this show, which is related to a guy that you know very well, Devin Nicholson.
Devin Nicholson came down for me in Puerto Rico. I was in the office for IWA,
mm-hmm.
Victor Quinones' office. God bless his soul, he's dead now. And Devin came down to us around about 205. And hence, I gave. He looked like an. I looked at him and that, and the name he had, it didn't sort of rhyme. No reason for it. I looked at him. I says, he's more of a Hannibal.
Hmm. So you
hence
named
the
him.
Name Hannibal.
You named Devin Nicholson Hannibal.
Yep.
And Hannibal, I guess, really made a name for himself, at least up here in these parts.
Yep.
He made a name for himself over the last few years, getting into these bloodbaths. All across the country with Abdullah the Butcher. And now the story has come out that Devin Nicholson had been offered a WWE contract and was expected to fulfill a lifelong dream of any wrestler, of any indie worker, to go and work for the biggest show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the contract was rescinded because he tested positive for hepatitis C.
Oh, man.
And according to Devin, the reason he acquired hepatitis C in his mind is from all of those bloodbaths with Abdullah the Butcher. And on this little documentary that's floating around on YouTube right now, there's guys like Leaping Lanny Poffo and the Honky Tonk Man and Superstar Billy Graham. And they're going so far as to refer to Abdullah as reckless and dangerous. I think it was Superstar, maybe it was Honky, that said he may have some kind of like psychotic problem where he has a need to cut people. Like, it's not even a part of the match. He just has this this desire to hurt people and cut people and get blood out of them. Hmm. And of course, if he has hepatitis C and he knows he does, then this is completely reckless. As a hardcore wrestler yourself and a guy who knows the men involved, obviously, I'm curious to know where you weigh in on this whole subject.
Well, I'm going to give you the story. I don't want to go into it too long. I don't want to make it the bloody Bible, but I'm going to cut to the point. I used that. I was booking for Joe Blanchard down in Texas in 82, 83, 84, and then Texas was known for blood and guts. Two of them, one of the wildest men in wrestling, came out of San Antonio. That was Bruiser Brody, one of Abdullah's main arch enemies in the wrestling business. Mm-hmm. And of course, I brought in Abdullah to work with Brody all over Texas. And that, so I've been around Abby. Well, I can go back to Stu Hart's territory in 72 when I was with Abby there then for Stampede Wrestling. So I've known Abby for quite some time. Mm. And then I've known this Hannibal since, say, 95 when he came down. And I happened to come up and work on cards with Hannibal in, say, 208, 209. And he wasn't actually working with Abdullah at the time, but he was bleeding. He was working with other guys on the card and bleeding all over the place, too, from them. So, I can't pinpoint Abdullah. Abdullah's known for, bleeding all the time and, as I said, stabbing his opponents with whatever he has, a fork or a nail or whatever he has and that. But Hannibal had it in his mind, too, that he wanted to make a name for himself across Canada, and the way to do it is do these blood baths. So he was doing them before he brought Abdullah in into Canada. The cards that he was working on in Canada were through his own bookings.
Right.
With Abdullah.
Right.
And, he Thunder Bay, he did some big cards here with him in Calgary and Thunder Bay and different places. But, I was on cards with him going back a year or two before he brought Abdullah in, and he was bleeding all over the place too. Mm-hmm. But it's put a point, and now as Abdullah's become a Hall of Famer, this is a big issue to the business at the moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, I guess, one of the things that really stood out too on this little mini documentary was that Superstar Billy Graham was talking about how, it really goes back to the old school way of doing things where, one guy would take a blade and cut himself and then cut his opponent with the same blade. And Billy Graham said very succinctly on the video, he's like, there's a lot of guys in the business that probably have hepatitis C and either don't know it or aren't telling anyone. And it's like this dirty little secret in the wrestling industry. Do you believe that to be true? Do you think it's as widespread as Billy?
Yeah, I've known about it and I've been careful I've been careful myself over the years, as Butch and me were in a lot of barbed wire matches, cage matches, barbed wire cage matches, coal miner glove matches, full chain matches, which were blood battles, and it was we had to be careful. Mm. We were working with the many tag teams, the Fabulous Ones, the Fantastics, the Rock and Roll Express, a lot of people, all the Road Warriors, and but I always made sure that I carried alcohol with me, and straight away afterwards in that shower and run that hot water and scrub, and then use alcohol afterwards.
Mm. Mm. It's hard to gauge how many people out there have it. I remember a story a couple years ago from the WWE when Bob Orton Jr. actually lost his job because it was determined that he had hepatitis C. He was doing an angle with Randy and Undertaker.
Oh yeah.
And he was bleeding all over the place, and then it was determined, oh my God, he has hepatitis C, and you can't bleed all over the Undertaker if you have hepatitis C and keep your job. And then the other one that I remember being a major name in the business, a guy who is a friend of the show and a member of the CWI roster, is X-Pac, Sean Waltman. Yeah. And he's been very forthright about his his hepatitis C. But he goes around and he tells promoters, look, I'll work for you. I'll do whatever you want, but I can't color.
Yeah.
Because, right. you know, I'm infected. And he's yeah. very careful about that. So, I mean, it really should, there should be some more awareness, right, Luke? I mean, guys got to learn. Or is it incumbent on the promoters? Should promoters be doing more to do their homework? Yeah. Or what do you think?
Well, there was, you know, before when the commission was around, and of
yes.
course, Vince's wife told everybody that it, I thought it was entertainment.
Yeah.
Because the commission were taking a percentage of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on that New York market, like the Meadowlands, Madison Square Gardens, and NASA. You know, where you're doing near a $1 million house, if the commission's taking 12 or 15%, that's why Vince's wife made that statement, I think in 92, that it was sports entertainment.
Right.
So then when the commission were taken out of the field, the doctors were taken away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before, when the commission was there, you had to have medicals where you had to get, they do blood. And that, and you had this done every year where you had a medical for that state. You know, you had an EKG. The two main things were the EKG and the blood test.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
And that's safe. And those days, too. Now, when you talk about this, that was something which was for the business. It took care of a lot of situations. Because if you had HEP, they would detect HEP and other diseases through the blood test. And of course, too, you know, we have had a lot of people, I have had a lot of friends of me die around,
yes.
who had, their hearts weren't, you know, they were taking drugs, substance abuse. Hey, we've all taken drugs, some way or the other. But then if you abuse it, you're taking uppers, and that, you know, you to go in the ring, and then all of a sudden you're taking sleeping pills with somas. Of course, your heart can't be racing 1 minute,
right.
and the brakes put on it the next minute, then it's up again. It only could take it so many times.
Yeah.
It's sad, but that's what's happened.
In the late 80s, Luke, there were anecdotal stories going around of guys who were refusing to blade because of the, you know, AIDS crisis going on at the time, and not too much known as to how this disease is transmitted. Do you remember stories of, and maybe personal experiences of people who said, I'm not blading, yeah. or I'm not going to work with this guy?
I can't pinpoint it. I can't pinpoint the guys because I can't remember. You know, when you're working, you know, 52 weeks a year, 7 nights a week, you can't remember the actual people. But there was instances where the guys wouldn't. And I remember that, too. But at the same time, too, the AIDS thing, you know, it was the 80s that the AIDS thing came out, too, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everyone sort of took a second look at all these situations, you know?
Drew, you had a question?
Yeah. Luke, I got a question that's totally off topic for you right now, but you appeared on one of my favorite TV shows called Family Matters. Were you? And I just wanted to know what it was like to work on Family Matters and what Steve Urkel was like in the ring.
Mate, I was just talking about that tonight to somebody. Carl, you know, Carl, the guy I worked in quite a few other movies with,
right.
the Aussie guy. What's his name now? The Aussie actor.
The Aussie actor.
You know, Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe?
No. The Road Warriors, Mel Gibson.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like him.
Now, you know, Mel Gibson, you know the movies, the ones he did with Carl, they were in the police force?
Yeah, Die
and
Hard.
Carl was his... Die Hard, yeah.
Carl Winslow.
Carl was one hell of a guy.
Really?
You know, when you got to know him, yeah. The whole crew was good. Steve was good, but they had a lot of parts in that, the bumps and that. They had a stand-in for Steve. Steve had a guy that stood in for
right?
him. Yeah, but he hopped in the ring and jumped on our backs and did stuff, some of the takes and that. But he never took the backdrops and that. But Carl went in there and did everything.
Wow.
We enjoyed that. They were great. They were all wrestling fans. And the kid, too, who was Carl's son, the one... Eddie
Winslow.
He was in the ring. I don't know what his name was in the show. I can't remember. But he was in the ring all the time, wanting to jump off the corner.
Yeah.
And
that would have been me, man.
That's awesome.
For sure.
That's a lot of fun.
So Carl, because Carl could work and Urkel can't.
Yeah. No, Urkel was in the ring and took some easy ones, but the backdrops and the, you know, an aeroplane and that, they had to stand in for him.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man.
You would too. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to ask you real quick, Luke, because, you know, I grew up watching professional wrestling at a time where the Bushwhackers were definitely on top of their game in the Fed. And we've talked a lot on the show in the past several weeks about the fact that, you know, pro wrestling has transformed into entertainment. At least that's what Vince McMahon would have us believe. Yet the storylines and the characters aren't as memorable as they were during your time, and to this day, the Bushwhackers are one of the most memorable tag teams in World Wrestling, or, you know, in World Wrestling Federation. What do you attribute that to in terms of what makes the Bushwhackers so memorable and popular to this day?
Well, that's very stimulating. What other idiot would march around swinging his arms up and down and lick people's heads?
That would do it.
After eating sardines.
Right.
Yeah.
And chewing
and
their hats.
Going back
to
that era, mate, we were lucky to come in an era where it was all characters.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone through this many times, but there was Jim Duggan. Whoa!
Yeah.
There was Jake the Snake. There was Ted DiBiase with the Million-Dollar Man with Virgil. The Birdman. Coco Beware. King Kong Bundy. One Man Gang. Kamala.
Absolutely.
One was completely different. They didn't have the bodies. They didn't have the bodies like today, but they were in characters who people remember. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The Hulk, Randy Savage, a Honky Tonk Man, the Demolition. You know, this was before the Road Warriors. Road Warriors didn't come in till 92 or something like that. The Undertaker came in 91. But these were characters. We were in an era where, you know, the Junkyard Dog had gone by then, but everybody was a character. And that, you know, now, that God bless them today, they're great athletes.
Mm.
But they've all got the same kind of bodies. They've got the clean-cut hairdo, and their clothing is all the same. It's all the same cut with a different design.
Right.
Yeah. That's just, it's the truth.
You,
it's become generic and cookie cutter, and it's.
And that's what they call them, cookie cutters.
Yeah. It's impossible to get attached to one guy because he looks like 10 other guys.
You got it.
Exactly, mate. Undertaker and Kane are the last of that era, characters.
Yeah. It's true. It really is true.
Thanks, man. I just wanted your take on that. We continue to hear it. And, I just want to also say thank you and look forward to that CWI show, man. Because, again, the characters that stay with us, that make it memorable, make it worth it, man.
CWIWrestling.com is where you go. If you want to order tickets, you better get them because they're selling out.
Yeah, man.
Don't show up at the venue on May 14th at the Brantford Civic Center expecting to get in because it's going to be a big show. You better buy them beforehand. And you can also pick them up at the Brantford Civic Center box office. And for the show in Port Colborne, you can also get your tickets at CWIWrestling.com.
Mm-hmm.
Bushwhacker Luke, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, don't forget, folks, to LukeNetter.com. I'm looking forward to coming to the CWI show in Brantford because it's going to be on Teo Slobberknocker.
Thanks, Luke. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Take care, bro.
Have a good night, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye, man. Yeah, man. Bushwhacker Luke. Always
man.
A pleasure to have him on.
Lots of fun, man. Yeah. And I always get hyped for the cats that I watch.
Are you a fan of the Bushwhackers?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You do the little dance?
Oh, especially when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been so quiet all show. You need to do some dancing right now.
Yeah. Do a little dancing?
Some bushwhacking.
Can we get some?
Do you whack your bush?
Not really.
I do whack my bush, yes.
Did you say whack or wax?
You whack or
I wax my bush.
You're a bush waxer?
You're a waxer?
I am a bush waxer. Yes,
I like bush waxers.
Yes.
That's a wicked name for a girl.
Not me. I like a big hair.
I know.
Oh, 1970.
You know what? Hold
you
on a second.
You are so Sam Kinison.
I just want to say this. It's guys like you
Yeah.
who give those Chewbacca pump girls a hope.
Yeah.
And you keep them out there.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Because every time
you
one of us...
You still use Betamaxes.
Yeah. Every time one of us runs into a Chewbacca pump and they go, well, my ex-boyfriend, he like it.
Yeah.
That's what real men like.
Yep. Nope.
No, dude.
Oh, do you want to know a scientific fact?
No.
Scientifically
don't
proven.
Go fucking up everything with facts.
You can hide cereal in it? No, I don't want to... I got cupboards for that, man.
Scientifically, a man who prefers a bald vagina over a hairy vagina is actually prone to pedophilia.
Get the fucking bullshit.
Scientifically proven.
Bullshit, yeah. Dog.
I like bald cunt. I ain't going to touch a
three-year-old. Let me ask you something, man.
Yes.
Ladies, hot,
ladies.
Sexy, lovely. To look hot, sexy, lovely, a lot of them, they shave their armpits,
yeah.
their arms, their legs.
Yeah.
They shave every fucking part of their body except the pum-pum.
Right.
That's how you see it. Like, shave everything, but leave the pum-pum alone.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't shave the pum-pum because somehow that would make it seem like you're 12.
Right.
Fuck that noise, dog. Yeah. If you want a woman to look like a woman, then let her fucking grow her fucking armpits or legs.
No,
are you into
different.
That too?
That's
oh, you don't like legs. Oh, you don't like legs. Oh, why you don't like legs?
No, that may be.
Why you don't like legs?
Jesus, cunt. Slow down, guys.
No, seriously. I'm actually. Why do you don't? You don't like hairy legs. But you like hairy pumps.
Hairy legs on a chick will fucking freak me out. I'll scream like a bitch.
Crystal Beth.
So why do you like hairy pumps?
I like the big, soppy, wet.
Ew, soppy.
I'm going to puke.
Dude, it's
do you go down that shit?
Honestly.
What? You go down, you lick it? Like,
what do you mean?
Eat out a hairy cunt.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking
you. Absolutely.
That's what he just finished saying.
He likes it soppy. He likes it like sticking to the side and to his lip.
Dude, I like when my beard gets like
oh,
oh,
God.
And then my hair, and then my long hair rolls into it too, and it's like,
oh, God.
No, the way.
It gets matted.
The worst is when I'm home and I'm like lying on the couch, I'm smelling my hair. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Stop it.
You're making me puke.
Dude,
shut the fuck up.
That's gross.
Shut the fuck up.
Donnie's shoot has tears in his eyes. Oh.
That's nasty, bro. That is so sick.
Crystal Beth, when you go down on a girl,
yes.
If she's really hairy, what do you do?
Run.
Good
for
call.
The hills.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, as a woman,
yeah.
Talking to other women, I didn't know they existed anymore.
Thank
I thought
you.
They were the minority.
No, they still
there's,
make
there's
you?
Still some. No, absolutely.
It is 2011. Your shit should be clean up.
Yeah. If it's not bald, it's got to be close.
Had a big hairy bushel, was it? Like 2 years ago?
Oh, dude.
Big, like hairy.
You know what's ironic?
That is,
Because of the passing of Larry Sweeney, I went back this week and I listened to the episode with Larry Sweeney.
Right.
And we had almost this exact same conversation.
Did we really?
Yeah, on that episode.
Wow.
We talked about how if the pussy hair is long enough that you can hold it
right.
and play tug of war,
yes.
it's too long.
It's too long, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just barely a bristle will get by me. I'm like, I don't know, man.
That was the same episode where I said on the show a line that you liked and you said you were going to steal. You were going to gank it and put it in a song.
Did I gank it?
I don't
what
think
What was
so.
The line?
It was, every time I go to the pharmacy to buy condoms, I ask for a fitting room.
Nice. That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, you popped real hard for it then, and you said you were going to put it in a song.
I
you guys had written one in a half, year and a half, dude. Fuck.
Wow. I wrote your fucking shit last week, huh?
It's true. Thank you, Danny O'Dre. I appreciate it. It was very good.
You're coming Danny out hard O'Dre. As fuck this week. That hat has went to your head.
Jeez.
It's too tight.
He just said Gia.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Gia.
Did I say it right?
No. You
Drew,
said nothing
seriously.
Right.
Come on, man. Gia. Get off the bush, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're going to do an intervention.
Bush is out of office, man.
Chewbacca pumps.
Come on, man.
I dig the Chewbacca pumps.
It's disgusting.
Any Oosters want to send me pics of your hairy bush?
Oh.
Drew@theoshow.com.
Wow.
Too far. Too
yeah.
far.
Why? It's going to my email.
They're
going to
get intercepted.
Shoot. No, I'm going to forward them to y'all.
Oh,
very important.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to
send me your hairy cunts, please.
Oh,
nasty.
I'm begging.
And all the Osho ladies, all the beautiful cunts out there, send it to RoyalTrash@Osho. We love to see that. You know, naked bodies also accepted as well.
All bushwaxers. Send it to the rest of us.
The bushwaxers.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Bushwaxers.
Pom-pom and beaver. The bushwaxers.
There you go.
And speaking to the younger female generation, wax your bush.
Yeah. Oh,
please.
Don't just shave.
Yeah,
wax.
It's a waxing nation now, man.
Yeah. Or laser.
I know a girl who lasered, straight up.
Laser everything.
She's like, my boyfriend loves it. I'm like, fucking right, he loves it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a good girl right there.
Let me see your pumps.
Yeah. You spend your time getting lasered.
Oh, yeah, how do show it off.
How do we feel about guys that get lasered?
Oh, you can't laser your nuts.
No.
I would never put a laser.
You know who
well,
I'm talking
about. Well, I
inquired. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Smooth as eggs.
Smooth as eggs. Dave Chappelle. But have you ever seen these balls?
Oh, shit. Yeah, nah, you gotta handle your shit, man.
Handle your shit.
Handle your shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Bush is out of office, people. That's all I'm going to say.
It's disgusting.
Gross.
Literally, I want to throw up when
no,
I hear
there's
about
no
it.
Place for it in this society.
What about the landing strip? What about the...
I like the landing strip.
What about the mohawk?
I am done with hair. No. I don't need your pussy to look like Tom Selleck. No, you don't need a mustache down there.
What is the point of waxing everything except a strip?
Except, what is that?
Why wouldn't you just wax
yeah,
the whole
thing?
What are you leaving it for?
It's actually more effort.
It's like garnish. It brightens up the room.
What is it, an exclamation sign? I'm already excited.
It's for the plane to land, so it knows exactly where to go.
Well, if you don't know where you're landing, you probably shouldn't be there.
That's a problem.
Have you heard of the pube hair dye?
Oh, all right.
A lot of women use?
No.
She just finished saying she
I
doesn't
don't
like
have
pubes.
I've heard about it.
She's got hardwood floors.
No carpet.
Softwood floors.
Yeah, whatever. You know the gimmick. It ain't carpeted.
No. Yeah. That's why that whole carpets versus the drapes thing, it's so always like, dude, there better not be no fuck. It better be hardwood, yo.
Oh, yeah. Do the carpets match the drapes?
Yeah. If they do, the bitch better get fucking renovations.
She can keep her pants on.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. What a mess.
Yes, sir.
Let's just say right now that this week's episode of the O Show, despite being a day late because Drew had to go make some music history with Onyx.
Yes, sir.
And despite the fact that we're only giving you two mega... segments this week as opposed to the normal three or four.
Right.
The reason is Notorious T.I.D. is on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
He is off to his hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice.
I miss it, man.
He's back home doing his thing.
Yeah.
And Tid will not be with us next week either.
Oh.
So in his place will be anything.
Yeah.
Shoo.
Oh, Billy's back this week, dude.
Billy?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Bill Scullion's back in town.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
He already placed the weed order.
Shoot. Little purple kush.
I want that stuff Bolos is taking.
I'd like a truck of weed delivered.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Also, we had a couple of other guests that were lined up, but we just couldn't get to your asses.
And we got to go to the Onyx concert.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
going tonight.
Tonight in Toronto. Thursday night, Toronto. Wednesday night, Niagara Falls with Soul Sick Social Club.
Yo,
how was the show, man? Just tell us real quick.
It was crazy. It was off the hook.
Had a good time.
Yeah, and Sticky and Fredro are good people, man. Shout out to those guys.
Very cool, man. Looking forward to seeing them live.
And Onyx is heavyweight and still undisputed.
And next week, Soul Sick Social Club 420 at the Opera House with Ill Bill and Vinny Paz.
Oh, yeah.
Also, check out the new Ill Bill Vinny Paz video, Blood Meridian. It's been up 2 days, over 60,000 views right
now.
And I play the cult leader, so
yeah, you
check
did.
It out.
That's a shoot.
Yeah,
dope.
And there's some hot Ukrainian chicks in the video.
Sick.
Are there shoot. Ugly Ukrainian chicks?
I haven't seen any
Ukrainian chicks.
I think Ukrainian chicks all work at Rub and Tugs.
Yo,
love them.
And the accent is. Oh.
I'm not big on accents.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
That shit.
No
speak
way.
English or shut the fuck up.
Can you stop choking me through?
Oh god.
I'm going to call my lawyer. Big Daddy,
Yeah.
Your bro, Daddy, yo.
Yo.
That piece of shit over there. It's Fatty Frank Fronte.
Commando boy.
Take care, folks.
Disaster. Jaeger Cena.
Yeah.
The technical producer of the program is Voodoo Drew.
Yes, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening.
The living embodiment of Sam Kinison.
Yes, sir.
Also, on the ones and twos, doing his thing, making magic right about now.
Yeah, we're going to go on a little bit of a Royal Touch Onyx mixtape for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're taking it back.
Special thanks, of course, to our in-studio guest.
Yes.
Big fan of the show, Crystal Bell.
Thanks for joining us, Crystal.
Thank you, guys.
Did you have fun?
Cute little self.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank, for asking me if you look gangster enough.
Thank you for meeting me.
If you want to spit in his face on the way out of here, feel free.
I look forward to it.
Or Bockle.
Yeah, Bockle. Where's the Bockle?
Let her Bockle.
Throw it out.
Bockle. Like
you keep missing with your Bockles, Don.
I was showing her how
your Bockle
so
game is off. Nah, you've been
toss
off
me the
lately.
Bockle.
Oh!
Bockle by Crystal Beth!
Whoa!
Yeah. Roy Halladay, seckle down.
Wow. And that is the closest you'll ever come to touching me. Enjoy it, darling.
I thoroughly did.
Yes.
Nice. That's how you Bockle.
Wow.
That sounded like a punch.
Royal.
Yeah. Nice.
Royal touch. Take us the fuck out of here and off to the Onyx Show.
Yes, sir.
Do your fucking thing. We'll see you next week.
DJ Royal Touch. DJ Royal Touch.